This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight Now, we bring you a discussion on Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, citizen-led Shramdaan for Swachhata. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Ishan Mittal, anchor.
Today, we will discuss Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, a citizen-led Shramdaan for Swachhata, as called by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. We will discuss the same with our expert, Mr. Shekhar Iyer, and we will talk about how he aims to transform our mindset towards cleanliness through the Shramdaan for Swachhata. Sir, I want to ask you how Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan is expected to transform the idea of cleanliness in India for citizens. And how do you think the Prime Minister inspires people to take up this Shramdaan?
Today was a very special day because the Prime Minister joined thousands of people across the country in a nationwide cleanliness drive for 1 hour across the country. So this was a very unique event to remind all of us the importance of the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, the Clean India Drive, which started in 2014, October 2nd, Mahatma Gandhi's birthday. Since then, we have seen year after year the campaign being achieving new heights, but mass participation by people. What started out as sort of a government campaign later turned into a kind of a mass movement with participation of school children, college students, university students, and both private organizations and also public sector organizations. They have been organizing this drive to ensure that the environment remains clean. And because along with cleanliness is the biggest spin-off from cleaning drive is that it is also a drive for our good health. That is a point that the Prime Minister has been always emphasizing. Since he spoke for the first time on this issue from the ramparts of the Red Fort on August 2nd, 2014. Now, what today's program was actually the Prime Minister had given an appeal through his last Mann Ki Baat that let us contribute 1 hour. Let us do Shramdaan, give labor, rather donate our labor for keeping our environment clean. And this campaign, his appeal rather, was immediately responded by thousands of people. So Prime Minister himself took part in the drive along with the famous fitness influence Ankit Bayanpuria. And after that, he also tweeted saying, it is not just about cleanliness we are looking at. It's also about remaining fit. By physically engaging in a cleanliness campaign, you are also looking at your own well-being as well as you are staying fit. Because Swachh and Swasth Bharat, cleanliness and a healthy India, these are both related. Because whenever a cleanliness campaign has been undertaken, whenever localities, whenever mohallas have undertaken this campaign, it has resulted in less instances of outbreak of any kind of epidemic or any kind of spreading of diseases. This has happened. And people have realized, you know, this doesn't require much money or anything. All you have to do is contribute in your own way to see that your house is clean, your street is clean. Then you can see that your neighborhood is clean. And this is the idea behind this. Because it is not just the task of the municipal corporation or whether the panchayat organization or whatever, the civic body. Yes, civic bodies have a bigger role to play, but we also as individuals, in doing so, we must remember by contributing to this clean campaign, we are actually contributing to our own health. By keeping the environment clean, by exhorting others to keep it clean, we are also putting a premium on what it takes to keep India healthy. That's the point that the Prime Minister had in mind when he gave this appeal for this particular campaign called Swachhati Seva. By keeping things clean, keeping your environment clean, you're doing a service. And today, in actually more than 9 lakh sites across the country have seen this mega drive, and several people have participated because Prime Minister wanted this particular day, that is October 1st. Tomorrow is October 2nd, Mahatma Gandhiji's birthday. But on the eve of his birth anniversary, we should all participate in not just for photo ops, but actually spread the consciousness for the need for keeping things clean, keeping our environment clean, at the same time ensuring good health in the process and our own fitness in the process. This appeal has seen today Home Minister participating in a cleanliness drive in Ahmedabad, BJP President participated in a drive in Delhi's Jandewalan area. Similarly, Chief Ministers, they have also launched campaign in many places, like Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath started a cleanliness drive that was in Sitapur. And similarly, there are others who have taken part in Chief Ministers, Members of Parliament, even the Air Force Chief, V.R. Chaudhary also volunteered for a cleanliness activity. So this whole idea that we should all participate, and interestingly, celebrities also have contributed, like Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, and they had appealed to the people to come together for this event which was actually billed as Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta aur Ek Saat. Yani on one date for 1 hour and together we will go about on a cleanliness drive. And that is why I think this has succeeded in a great way from what reports that are coming to the government. So several NGOs, market associations, self-help groups, faith groups, religious groups, trade bodies, private sector companies, they have volunteered for the Shramdaan.
Yes, sir. I also wanted to ask you that the Prime Minister has called it a Swachhanjali to the father of the nation. So if you could talk about how this is a tribute to the father of the nation, his spirit, how does Swachhata tie into the memory of the father of the nation?
See, Gandhiji always emphasized on personally taking care of your environment, taking care of the cleanliness. He himself used to clean the toilets, he and his wife Kasturba Bai. They both used to clean toilets, and initially Kasturba could not understand why Gandhiji was insisting, because Gandhiji was against untouchability. Made it a point, he said, look, we have to do our own bit to keep our home, to keep our toilets clean, to keep our environments clean, to keep our mohalla clean, our streets clean. So by contributing to this campaign today and reminding ourselves frequently that we cannot sit back and just relax, rather we have to get up and go about contributing for this campaign in our own way, in whatever little way, half an hour, 1 hour, whatever we can do, and it should be a sustained campaign. See, that is the point that the Prime Minister has been saying since the campaign was launched on Mahatma Gandhi's Jayanti on October 2nd, 2014. By contributing to this campaign and constantly reminding, because this requires reminder to all of us, because we know that cleanliness is important, cleanliness is good health, but we also need reminders. And today's karyakram was actually a reminder to tell us that actually what has happened is, this Swachhata Hi Seva campaign has been actually started from 15th September. Of course, today was an important day, and the whole idea is, wherever you start this campaign, whether it is Sampurna Swachh Gram, or it is in Mohalla or whatever, the whole idea is because October 2nd is observed as Swachh Bharat Divas. So this campaign has seen removal of garbage from all important places. There has been also repair work, painting work, cleaning work of all sanitation assets like litter bins, public toilets, waste transport vehicles, all these things. Particularly the cleaning of the river banks, that has also been undertaken, whether it is particularly from water bodies. The need to keep the water bodies clean has been emphasized by the Prime Minister. This time they have also taken up the cleanliness of zoos across country, national parks, wildlife sanctuaries, and also a regulation of plastic materials so that these are not thrown in protected areas to prevent littering. And the cleanliness drive of tourist spots, archaeological survey, protected monuments. In fact, Telangana today undertaken a special campaign for keeping up the cleanliness in historic temples, very old temples, to keep their environment clean. And these drives have been also undertaken in cantonment board areas also. The whole idea is that this campaign by railways, by all government organizations, public sector, is to promote the what we can call the sanitation journey of this country.
Mr. Iyer, this campaign brings together two words that are often found in the Prime Minister's vocabulary, about Swachhata and about Shram, about labor, the meaning of labor, the importance of labor, and the importance of cleanliness, and it marries them together. So could you elaborate a bit about why the Prime Minister always emphasizes on these qualities, and how this campaign is, of course, a larger awareness drive among the citizens of India?
Our Prime Minister has been calling for to fight our mindset. The mindset is always like this, bhai mera kya hai, mujhe kya karna hai, aur koi kar lega, you know, why should I do it, somebody else will do it, it is the job of the municipal corporations, ward councillors, they will take care. You know, this is an attitude which the Prime Minister has always confronted and wanted every individual to realize, look, this is some kind of a seva because you have to contribute your labor. That means you get up and move about, carry a broom in your hand and start work. And of course, we are generally resistant to doing any work by, we say one day we have got leave, one day we have got holiday, why should we do it? This resistance to do physical labor, that resistance has to be overcome. When you are overcoming that and you are doing something by your own physical activity, you are producing work which is actually some kind of a contribution. Contribution to the cleanliness of the environment. That is why the shram and dhan, using this word shramdaan, that is you are volunteering for a service, which is actually a dhan. This is also an act of charity. Cleanliness drive is also an act of charity for the well-being of all our community members, for all the people, all communities. So that is why the Prime Minister has said, look, We need to popularize this. It should not be one-time event. You do it on one day, then you forget, because this is also necessary. Of course, since 2014, we have seen people have participated in this campaign in a very big way. And consequent to this campaign, you have seen in many towns and cities across India, we have seen local people, communities, resident welfare association, as they say, mohalla ke lok, you know, whichever localities, their elders take it up and say, no, we will keep our area clean. So this whole Clean India campaign is not just a Government of India campaign. This is not a Sarkari program. Though government initiated it, Prime Minister gave a call. But today you see it has become a very big initiative. October 2nd may be a day we observe as Swachhata Divas. But every day we find this campaign happening in some place or the other. And with citizens now becoming active participants, the dream of a Clean India, once that was visualized by Mahatma Gandhi, has begun to get a shape, we can say that. Because Gandhiji always emphasized that the lack of sanitation, the lack of hygiene, personal hygiene in particular, was one of the reasons why many Indians had to suffer diseases, had to suffer a lot of ailments. So by keeping clean, by working for cleanliness, you can do that. And the Prime Minister has helped in this Swachh Bharat message by urging the people both through his words and action. He himself has never hesitated to pick up a broom. And he has done similar cleanliness work in his own constituency, the Lok Sabha constituency of Varanasi. There also he has done the cleaning work at River Ganga, at Assi Ghat, and under the Clean India mission. And under the mission itself, if you see, several things have happened. Providing shauchalayas, then disposal of waste. See, segregation and disposal of waste, both. To segregate the dry waste from wet waste, and to segregate matters that can be recycled, and to avoid throwing away the plastic in the open environment, because plastic is a thing that doesn't degrade and that poses a threat to the environment. So all these things have happened under this campaign. And yes, the biggest thing, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, was providing toilets, which was also described by the Prime Minister as empowerment of women. Because many women in our villages and in other places have had difficulties because for lack of toilet at home. And this particular campaign took care of that also. So a part of that is all that we are seeing now. Since people from different sections of the society have come forward and joined this mass movement, as one can say, of cleanliness. This is indeed, as now we are seeing that there are new stages of this Swachhata campaign, whether it is government officials, whether it is soldiers, whether it is our celebrities and Bollywood actors or sports people or industrialists or our spiritual leaders. All of them, they feel that this is a good campaign that has been initiated by the PM. And individuals or NGOs or whatever, we can all contribute to make India clean. That is why this organizing frequent cleanliness campaign to spread awareness about hygiene has played a big part.
One last thing I would ask you to briefly talk about is, the Prime Minister specifically mentioned the importance of discipline in his own life. How will discipline also help in the propagation of this campaign? If you could briefly just talk about this.
See, the discipline is required when you realize that you have to make a contribution, that you cannot simply be lazy. So even fighting laziness requires discipline. That is the point that the Prime Minister emphasized. At a personal level, it is fighting the laziness. At an organizational, it is fighting the entropy, the tendency to let things remain like that and not to make that effort. Because only through discipline you can make an effort, either as an individual or as an organization. That is the point that the Prime Minister has had in mind. That's why he has encouraged people to do what they can, to do their bit, and even publicize their effort, so that more and more Indians can get encouraged by the action of their fellow countrymen and contribute to a cleaner India in the years to come.
Thank you, Mr. Iyer, for enlightening us and our listeners about Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, the citizen-led Shramdan for Swachhata.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, citizen-led Shramdan for Swachhata. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Ishan Mittal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.